MSO Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Well, nice to be here once again, Bill.
Andy, tell us, let's get going right away. Red Sox had a little winning streak going a few days ago, but things can change.
Oh, they sure can, and they did fast for the Red Sox. They've now dropped three in a row, four of their last five. They lose last night at Fenway to the Tampa Bay Rays, 9-5. The Rays have now won seven straight games at Fenway, 12 of their last 13. So the Red Sox, with the loss, fall to 6-12 on the season. And, of course, that's good for last place in the American League East, six games behind the New York Yankees. And the Red Sox are now four games out of that final wild card spot. Sox are wrapping up the four-game series with the Rays this afternoon at Fenway. First pitch at 4:30. Then they'll head to the Bronx for a four-game series with the Yankees. On the mound this afternoon for the Red Sox, Kyle Hart. He's making his Major League debut.
Kyle Hart. Who is Kyle Hart?
Well, he's one of the Red Sox so-called pitching prospects. He pitched last year at the AA level, so we'll have to see how this all pans out for Mr. Hart this afternoon.
All right, youth movement. All right, what do we have for other Red Sox player news notes this week, Andy?
Well, before yesterday's game, the Red Sox placed outfielder Andrew Benintendi on the 10-day injured list with a rib cage strain. Benintendi could use some time off, I think. He's batting just 103 to start the season.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, all right. What else to tell us a little bit more about this series that just wrapped up, or about to wrap up, rather, I should say.
Well, for Red Sox fans, not a whole heck of a lot to get excited about. But when you talk about pace of play and speeding up baseball games, the Red Sox Rays nine-inning game on Monday took a whopping 4 hours and 24 minutes. It was a grind that night. But then in that game, there was a little bit of a bright spot as J.D. Martinez hit his first home run of the season, hit his second home run last night. It was a grand slam in the 9-5 loss. Also in that game back on Monday, third baseman Jonathan Arruz got his first Major League hit. He's off to a little bit of a bright spot for the Red Sox, getting his Major League career underway as a Rule 5 pick. He's gotten some hits in the series, and maybe it's someone for Red Sox fans to keep an eye out for as the season progresses, a little young spark into the lineup as a utility-type player, kind of like the Brock Holt type of role.
So the Red Sox can still move players around, like send them down, even though there is no so-called AAA season, right?
Yes, they can. They have what they call an alternate training site down in Pawtucket. The Red Sox recently have sent pitchers Matt Hall and Chris Mazza down, while bringing some other players up, including Kyle Hart, who's making his Major League debut today. So they can move players back and forth at will with that training site in Pawtucket. In fact, they sent Ryan Weber down there at the beginning of the week. He got recalled before yesterday's game and ended up pitching in relief for the Red Sox. So, that pipeline up and down 95 is wide open and ready to go.
still working. A little less traffic nowadays, though, I guess, maybe.
That's true. They can get the Fenway a lot quicker.
You got it. But whatever. There's no rush getting down to Pawtucket, though. So what else do we have, Andy, with the team?
Well, another move off the roster. The Red Sox did release pitcher Brian Johnson after his request. Johnson has been a member of the Sox organization since being drafted back in 2012. He wants to try to catch on with another team. We've kind of seen the handwriting on the wall where some of the pitchers have been called up from that alternate training site. And like another example, which is kind of the final straw, I think, for Johnson, was with the rookie Kyle Hart getting called up to start today's game. He kind of figured that would be a perfect position for him to get back into the rotation this afternoon. That wasn't going to happen, so he kind of sees that, you know, I don't have much of a future here with the Red Sox, so hopefully I can try to catch on somewhere else.
That sounds good. All right, now, speaking of pace of play, the Major League Baseball this year with doubleheaders is going to a seven-inning doubleheader format, seven-inning games in the doubleheaders. Not a total seven-inning doubleheader. That would be crazy. But the Red Sox have one of those scheduled.
Yes, they finally do. Their first seven-inning scheduled doubleheader as of the moment will be on Tuesday, September 8th, down in Philadelphia against the Phillies. So that will be an interesting way to watch a Red Sox game being seven innings. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. Of course, that's subject to change with any postponements between now and then. The Red Sox could find themselves having one sooner than that, but that's the first one that's scheduled.
Gotcha. All right. And Manny Ramirez in the news?
Yeah, maybe the Red Sox could maybe bring Manny back to the fold for some excitement now to Fenway in this shortened season. But Manny's still looking to play. So if Chaim Bloom is interested, you can give him a call. But Manny is at 48 years old. He's reached out to the Australian Professional Baseball League looking for a job. He's yet to sign on as of yet. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But Manny's still out there and looking to swing the bat.
Manny is still out there. All right. Reassuring words for
in more ways than one, but yes, he's still out there.
Definitely. Yeah, exactly. All right. Now, share with us the latest news from around Major League Baseball.
Well, some stories involving the coronavirus. The St. Louis Cardinals have been hit hard with coronavirus postponements. In fact, the team has not played a game since July 29th. They've only played 5 games so far this season. They have 55 games to play in just 45 days to complete the 60-game season. Obviously, that most likely won't be happening, so the Cardinals will have a extra shortened season, I should say. So the rumor is they're going to try to get back on the field this weekend, but that's been a long layoff for the Cardinals.
You know, having said that about them, it's been actually pretty quiet regarding the coronavirus stuff, right, in MLB since the beginning there?
It hasn't been too bad. Some teams did have some issues. The Cardinals did, and there were a couple other teams. The Marlins ran into some issues earlier on. But overall, it's been pretty decent so far in terms of those postponements. But, again, that's something that can pop up any day of the week, and then you run into some issues. So kind of a fluid situation, but definitely the Cardinals have been hit hard the most with this situation so far.
Well, I don't know how much time we have here, but maybe close it out and let us know what other stuff happening around Major League Baseball.
Well, sticking with the coronavirus stories, Indians pitcher Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger have been suspended by the team for breaking the MLB's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. They went out to dinner with friends after their game over the weekend in Chicago with the White Sox, so there's no report as to when those pitchers, which are two key members of their starting five rotation, will be returning to the team. Elsewhere, Angels outfielder Joe Adell, a rookie, got called up, and he got charged with a rare error, a four-base error. Ball went off his glove and over the fence in the Rangers' new stadium in Texas. So a little bit, he kind of wanted to hide under the grass after that play. He's a little embarrassed. Also in the Angels outfield, Mike Trout. He hit 6 home runs in his first 7 games since becoming a father, so he was all jacked up and ready to go. The Blue Jays, they played their first home game of the season on Tuesday in Buffalo at the home of their AAA affiliate. This marked the first Major League game in Buffalo since 1915. And to wrap things up, former Red Sox pitcher Daniel Bard of the Rockies picked up his first save since June 5th of 2011 by closing out the Diamondbacks back on Tuesday night.
Oh, man, a four-base error. I don't know. There's a guy that probably didn't go out for dinner with friends after the game.
No, he certainly did not. He was all by himself in a room, no question about it. I found that kind of interesting because after watching the replay, the ball that went off his glove and over the fence, I mean, I was at a game in Cleveland back in the 90s when Jose Canseco had a ball hit off his head and went over the fence, and that was a home run. So I don't know what the major difference is, if the ball goes off your glove and over the fence or off your head, one being an error, one being a home run. But needless to say, it's something you don't see every day, a four-base error, that's for sure.
But to me, if I'm the official scorer, I've got to be almost, it's got to be very clear that the guy could have easily had that catch if it's out by the wall like that. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
then he turned it into a home run, you know?
No, it's true. I mean, when you do look at the replay, I mean, the ball did really kind of go into his glove and kind of just popped out and went over. So it was, you could say it was a catchable ball with Canseco back in the 90s. I mean, he totally missed the ball and went off the top of his head. So there was no glove involved.
There you go. Right. No, didn't tick off the glove. All right. Baseball insider Andy Carboni. We'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it, Bill.
And I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.